Monday, January 25th. A quiet day in Bethesda Hospital, with Lyndon obviously getting better. The doctor's very well satisfied, but it's been a formidable virus, and in the last 24 hours, one by one, Paul Glenn has gone to bed with it, then a Secret Service man, then Dr. Gould's sweet little nurse, and finally, Dr. Berkeley himself, the first time I've ever known him to be ill. Press and TV are full of speculations about whether Lyndon will go to Churchill's funeral. They have made up their own minds that he will. He has not made it up. He wants to, as he told them, but he will have to wait until the doctors tell him that he can, if he can. Lucy came in bubbling from school with her grades. A C+ in chemistry, that one she's proudest of. A C+ in history, a B- in English. She doesn't have the history of art yet. Secretary Russ came in and spent quite a long time talking with Lyndon about his department. With the Congress, with other chiefs of state, with Lyndon himself, he's a great Secretary of State. But sometime below his level, his department is not as tight a ship as one could wish. Bill Baxter came by. We talked about Lucy's taking instruction in the Catholic Church. It was a 24-hour story, front page in nearly all papers. Saturday morning, but it had been booted off the page, and booted into oblivion, in fact, by her father's going to the hospital at 3 o'clock Saturday morning. Monday morning, they had arrived on yellow tablet paper a handwritten note from Abe. He cannot take the position. It would be a serious injustice to Carol and to her practice. It was a sad letter, and one that came from his heart and cost him heavily. We called him, and he came out and had dinner with us. We have devoured his time and depended on him for so many things. We cannot be hurt at this. He stayed for dinner, and we discussed the other possibilities, arriving at no conclusion. The doctors are very happy about Lennon's progress. The bacterial part of it is entirely under control, but there is also a virus, and that remains to be given a name to when it's finally incubated. And they spoke of a small spot on the lung showing up in the x-ray. One thing I can certainly say for these last 3 days, there's sure been plenty of rest for me, about 10 hours every night.